Welcome to the Well Woman Show, where we interview women executives, leaders, and entrepreneurs.
And you're listening to the Well Woman Show,
where motivated women achieve fulfillment and well-being.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show.
Take time for myself by coming to things like Well Woman Drinks.
To be accepting of myself no matter what. Step away from judgment as much as possible.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show.
Just, you're going to be in for a good ride. I don't regret anything. Everything I've ever done, I've learned from it, one way or another, good or bad.
Being a little bit selfish for yourself, you know, put your own oxygen mask on first and then give what's left.
I'm a woman. I would prefer to tell my own story. My story, though it's very personal, is universal.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show. And now your host, Giovanna Rossi.
Hi, Giovanna Rossi here, and welcome to another episode of The Well Woman Show, where I interview women leaders, executives, and entrepreneurs about their lives and their road to becoming and being who they are today. Do you ever find yourself overwhelmed with your responsibilities, and it seems like you'll never get it all done? Well, you're not alone. We all need to remember to use our superpowers, the ones we already have but don't use all the time, and take advice and wisdom from one another. Towards the end of the show, in a segment called Superpowers for Success, I ask my guest about her superpowers, and the answers will give you the strength, perspective, and power to keep on being the well woman you are. I'm so happy you're here, so thanks for tuning in. Today's topic is turning your hobby into a career, and hopefully by the end of the show, you'll be inspired to take on a new hobby, involve yourself in volunteer opportunities as a way to step away from work, and consider turning your current hobbies into something profitable. My guest today is beekeeper Jessie Brown. Jessie has been keeping bees for 10 years and has a small business, Brown's Downtown Bees. She's the president of the New Mexico Beekeeper Association and currently serves on the board of the Western Apicultural Society and the American Beekeeping Federation. Today, I talk with Jessie about her decision to leave her career in the film industry to start a family and begin her beekeeping business, how she balances life as a mother and a business owner, and challenges she's faced as a woman in a predominantly male field. The free giveaway today is Jessie's Beekeeping Basics. I love this giveaway because it not only explains the essentials to beekeeping, it describes what equipment you'll need, breaks down the cost of starting a hive, and gives you definitions of the basic beekeeping terminology. So if you've been wanting to delve into the world of bees, this is your chance. You can go to wellwomanlife.com/033show. And the awesome team at Well Woman Life has created an annual retreat that serves as a rejuvenating and empowering place to revisit your inner power and connect with other powerful women, all while being pampered by beautiful surroundings and delicious, healthy food. I've been mentioning this retreat several times on the podcast now. We're coming to the point where you need to get your ticket if you want to get the early bird deal. I think you can still do that. Go to wellwomanlife.com/events/retreat. It's the Well Woman Superpower Retreat, and it will bring together powerful women leaders, executives, and entrepreneurs on October 26th for a full day journey through finding and using your superpowers in your professional and personal life. So don't miss it. Definitely join us for that. Now to my interview with Jessie. Welcome to the program, Jessie.
Hi, it's great to be here.
So Jessie, you're a mom. You're many things. So you're a mom. You have a couple of kids. You started your own business. You're now the president of the New Mexico Association of Beekeepers. You have a couple of other titles too. Will you tell us what they are?
Sure. I'm also I also sit on the board of directors for the Western Apicultural Society, as well as the American Beekeeping Federation. I'm very proud of those positions.
Okay. And just a quick sort of summary, if you want to add anything about who you are and also what your commitment is to sort of people's well-being, nature, sort of how you got into, you know, what you're doing.
That's a really great question. When I started becoming a beekeeper, it was really just all about learning how to become a beekeeper. But after I lost my first hive, I I had that moment where I looked up out of the hive and I realized it was an environmental issue, not just a beekeeping issue. So I started making changes around my own lifestyle and my own yard and speaking to my neighbors. And I feel like me keeping bees has changed the environment that my family lives in.
And can you think about how you decided to be a beekeeper? What was that moment? Like, why?
It was actually really perfect. I sat in on a permaculture class when I was pregnant with my first child, and there was a beekeeping, unexpected beekeeper that came to speak to that class, and I really fell in love with it. And as a mom, I really enjoyed it as a hobby because it was those moments I could spend by myself. And you really have to force yourself to calm down when you go through a hive because they can really pick up on any nervousness or excitement. So it really gave me a chance to totally calm down whenever I was in the hives. It was very healing, a very healing experience.
And so it started as a hobby, but at some point you sort of said, okay, actually, I want to do this. I mean, you're a stay-at-home mom. You describe yourself as a stay-at-home mom, but you also have this business now.
That's right. It's a perfect business. My kids are in school during the days. I wanted to be available when they came home from school. I wanted to be available weekends, taking them to school. And this is really perfect because really the best time to work the hives is during the daylight hours. So, and they're not really around during the winter. During the winter, the bees are hibernating. So I have the winters off. And so it really is a great hobby and job that I can do while the kids are at school.
And Jesse, on the Well Woman Show, we often talk about, we talk to women leaders and entrepreneurs and really try to figure out sort of how do you do what you do? Because we are all balancing so many different things, right? Like we have our families, our businesses, other responsibilities in the community. And was there a time in your life that you can think about when you didn't put yourself first, when you weren't taking care of yourself the way maybe you know now you need to? Mm-hmm. And can you describe that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before I had kids, I was actually a makeup artist for film and television, and the hours were very, very long. And I actually quit this business because I started looking around and I realized, wow, all my coworkers are single, they're not with their families, and really the film business was their family. And I didn't want to keep living that life. So I decided to make some big changes.
And so how did you make that change? Like, was there a moment, like an aha sort of moment? Or when did you know you needed to make that change to become, to sort of let that go and follow who you truly are?
That's a great question. My aha moment was when I decided that I wanted to be a mom, and there was no way I could be a mother and be expected to go to work at 4 a.m. in the morning and work 12 to 16 hour days, 6 day weeks. So I really had to make an immediate change if I wanted to become a parent.
And how did that feel for you? Because you had this whole career. I mean, all this time and education and experience, did you feel resentful or was it more of a relief?
It was very difficult to live that business because it's a very addictive business. You get to see so many incredible things. I mean, I saw I saw a trained bear. I've been all over the state and I've met many incredible people. And so it was a very hard business to quit. And I still get sad when I drive by a movie set and I think, oh, I can't be part of that anymore. But it really was a really healthy move to get out of that business for myself.
And along those lines of sort of doing something that you really need to do for yourself, you clearly made that decision so that you could become a mom. Let me ask you, when is the last time you did something truly selfish? And thinking about being selfish as actually being generous, because you have to take care of yourself in order to take care of others.
I think all my work that I do for different nonprofit associations is very selfish, but I really enjoy it. I love spending my time figuring out big questions and figuring out programming and how to make it happen, and then finding the right people to put in those different positions.
So I just want to dig into that a little bit, because I think our listeners are all very interested in sort of how very productive, successful women do what they do, and sort of what is behind the scenes there, you know? So you're saying actually giving back to the community through your nonprofit work is a way that you do something for yourself.
Yeah, I find it to be a very selfish pursuit, because it does take me away from my family, and it does take me away from raising my kids. But I try and do it during the daytime hours when the kids are at school. But it is kind of a selfish act, because I just love it so much in my mind.
Yeah. And then do you do anything that's just for you, like a personal retreat, even if it's just like a bath, or you know what I mean? Like just those things that you have to do just for you.
Yeah. We had my husband and I had a splurge last year where we ended up getting a hot tub, and I love that thing. Nice. Yeah, it's really decadent. Yeah.
But do the girls get in there with you? Or do you have some alone time?
Yeah, the late night. Or even sometimes early mornings. I like to enjoy spending time in there and actually watching my beehives, because I can see them from the hot tub, and I just, watch their activity. It's really, really fun.
Well, see, now you're describing a lifestyle that many, many people would just dream of. I mean, you've got your hot tub, you're looking at your beehives, you've got this great work schedule where you get winters off. You've had to make some sacrifices, though, to make that work, probably.
That's true. Especially during the early spring, during the early spring, it's when I will start getting swarm calls and bee removal calls. And when I get a call like that, it's something that I have to respond to immediately, because it's an immediate issue that is happening. So in the springtime, my time is spent reactively. When someone calls me, I need to react immediately. So I know during that time of year, I really have to open up my schedule.
And so that means you have to sometimes just kind of leave what you're doing. And how do you handle that with the kids?
Sometimes they'll come with me and hang out in the car, or sometimes I'll even suit up my kids and they're able to come with me. And, I've got full beekeeping suits for my children, and I can just put them on them. And they're really excited by the whole idea of catching swarms and rescuing bees. It's really fun. We have a great time.
So describe a little bit about what you do, because you're saying you rescue bees. You don't just have hives at your place, but you actually do a lot of rescue. And can you describe a little bit more about that for people who may not know about beekeeping?
Sure. So in the spring, this is the reproductive time of beehives, and they send out their old queen and half the hive, and they can be hanging from a branch or a wall, and it's called the swarm, and they're basically looking for a home. So when I get a phone call for someone who has a swarm, I'll rush over there and capture that hive and take it home and put it into one of my own beehives. I also do bee removals from people's homes or businesses, where I will trap the bees out and relocate them, do a live bee removal.
And who do you do this for? I mean, is this for like just people all around the city that are beekeepers as well?
No, I actually do this for anybody. I'm actually working with PNM right now. Incredible company has really chosen to not destroy any beehives. So I'm working on a substation right now, removing bees from a cinder block. Actually, this one is from underneath this beehive is underneath a substation wall. Mm. Yeah. But, I'll remove bees from people's businesses, from homes.
Awesome. And they pay you to do that? That's part of your business?
That's right. That's a paid. Unfortunately, removing bees, yes, I do charge for that because of the time and the expertise, because it takes a long time, and I really want to make sure to do it right.
Wow. And how do you think being a woman impacts you being a beekeeper? I mean, is it different for you as a woman being a beekeeper?
Yeah, it's different for me being a beekeeper. When I first became a beekeeper 9 years ago, I would go to beekeeping meetings, and I might be the only woman in the room at times. And so this benefited me sometimes because I really stood out in people's minds. And sometimes it worked against me because nobody really trusted that I knew what I was doing. So I really had to. Sometimes I feel like I have to work double hard to make myself stand out, even though I do stand out. But right now it's really wonderful. So many more women are getting into beekeeping. When you go to beekeeping meetings, it's an equal mix of different genders, and it's a wonderful place to be right now.
And what do you think women bring to the beekeeping world that maybe wasn't there before?
Wow, that's a really interesting question. Now that there's more women in beekeeping, I see beekeeping as a hobby, just really blossoming. A lot of these educational resources are opening up. It's becoming more inclusive to everybody.
And you think that's because more women are involved? Because women are known as being more collaborative leaders, and maybe that has impacted it. Maybe not.
You might be right there. That might be what I'm seeing. Hard to tell, but I really think things are changing in a wonderful way, having a real equal voice between women and men in beekeeping. But it is interesting because I do go to the national conferences, and it is mostly men in those conferences. It's kind of an aging business. A lot of the large beekeeping companies, they're kind of not finding people to replace the people that are retiring and getting out of the business.
Oh, wow. And you're going to be a TEDx speaker in Albuquerque, New Mexico soon. And so what are you going to talk about?
That's a great question. My talk is going to be The Buzzing Joy of Backyard Beekeeping. I'm going to be talking about why people become backyard beekeepers, how fun it is. And I will share a little bit of my own voyage from becoming just a beekeeper to a real environmental steward. And I do open up the invitation for anybody to become a beekeeper. It is so much fun.
And so you clearly love, you know, beekeeping and have made a business of it. But actually what you're saying is anybody can do backyard beekeeping. This could be something that, just like you have a little garden, you also have bees.
That's right. Anybody can become a beekeeper. It's a lifetime of learning, and it's an adventure. And it really involves you and your neighbors, because it'll help with the harvest of all the fruits and vegetables in your own in your neighborhood. And it's kind of a community effort.
Okay. You're listening to The Well Woman Show, and I'm speaking with Jessie Brown of Brown's Downtown Bees. And Jessie, we're going into our segment called Superpowers for Success. And so I wanted to ask you, what does success in life mean to you?
I think, well, the way I actually came into success is, I believe I like to respond to all my emails and just be very open and available. And I think this has really helped me build up to the level of success that I am. And I find that I feel that I very much am successful because I do very satisfying work. I really help out in the community. And with my business, I'm also making large efforts to help out.
And does it have to do with money? I mean, it doesn't seem like it. If you're a stay-at-home mom and you've developed a hobby into a business, it doesn't seem like your success is dependent upon making money, but rather more on feeling satisfied and spending time with your family. Is that Would that be correct? Or do you want to say any more about that?
Yeah, I think satisfaction is being able to spend time with my family. And from an organizational success, I think our success stems from setting up programs that can grow. They're not just small ideas. They're large ideas that can grow and build upon. So I don't have to build a successful program, but I feel happiness when I lay down the groundwork for something that can grow.
And Jesse, when did you know you were really good at what you do?
Whenever I start new projects, I'm one of those people that really does it and does it and does it and learns more and more and more until I really feel very comfortable in the knowledge. And I have a lot. Part of becoming a beekeeper is having mentors, people that you teach. And when I began getting mentors and helping others learn how to become beekeepers, I realized I've really got this. Mm-hmm.
And describe one personal habit that contributes to your well-being.
The one habit that leads to well-being is the drive to start projects and actually see them to their completion.
And what about a more personal habit, like something that you do every day? Like, I don't know, I know that I have to have my hot water in the morning with my cinnamon and turmeric in it. Otherwise, my whole day just doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, is there a thing that you do that sets you up for being able to do everything you do all day? Mm-hmm. And maybe it's at night that you do it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's probably your hot tub.
In my backyard, I have a beehive, and you know, I don't get sick of looking at my bees. I will look out at my backyard and peek in on my bees every single morning and make sure that they're out buzzing, collecting pollen and nectar, and that gives me the power to get through the day.
And what superpower did you discover you had only to realize that it was there all the time?
So my superpower that I didn't realize I had, because I consider myself pretty self-sufficient, is I like to ask people for help. I like to ask people to sit on different committees. I like to ask people to help in different ways, depending on what their skill sets are. I didn't know this about myself, but I really like asking for help every once in a while.
Well, that's very interesting, because that's one of the main leadership traits of women is that we do ask for help. And I find that the more women I talk to, more and more women are saying that they like collaborations and group decisions and really delegating to other people. And Jesse, how important is it to you to put yourself first sometimes with no judgment or guilt? Because as women, like we were talking about, we have so many things that we're juggling and balancing, and we always put ourselves, or we can put ourselves last at the end of the list. And so how important is it to you sometimes to put yourself first?
I don't know if I do that enough, quite honestly, now that you ask that question. I think I'm still kind of last on that, in that list. And that's okay. I'm really happy with where I am right now. And I think I am still last on that list, and that's all right, because I feel great with what I'm doing. And I think maybe doing all these things is actually putting me first, because I really, really enjoy it.
And Jesse, what advice would you give yourself, your 25-year-old self?
My advice is to find your passion and stick with it, because you'll make a career out of whatever you really truly love if you work hard enough at it.
Good advice. And what book are you reading right now, like nonfiction book, that you would want to share with people?
with Kindles. I don't really know the titles of books anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm
a huge fan of sci-fi series books. I always am reading a huge amount of books. In fact, so many, sometimes I don't really remember the titles. I can look it up real quick, though.
Yeah.
Right now I'm reading a series by Brandon Sanderson, currently the Hero of Ages. Love it.
Okay, good. Well, that's it for our show today. Thanks for listening. I've been speaking with Jesse Brown, beekeeper and owner of Brown's Downtown Bees. And Jesse, thanks for being on the program.
You're welcome. It was wonderful being here.
That's it for our show today. I've been speaking with Jesse Brown, president of the New Mexico Beekeepers Association and founder and owner of Brown's Downtown Bees. I spoke with Jesse about her decision to make a career change and start her own business, how she balances being a mother and a business owner, and we talk about what it's like to raise and care for bees. You can get Jesse's free beekeeping basics at wellwomanlife.com/033show. Our monthly live event, Well Woman Drinks, brings together women to share our successes and challenges as leaders, moms, aunts, sisters, and all the other roles we carry. If you'd like to attend a Well Woman Drinks near you, or if there isn't one in your city yet and you'd like to start one, email me at info@wellwomanlife.com. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment and subscribe in iTunes. And while you're there, leave a review. This helps raise visibility for the show, which is super helpful when it comes to producing the show every week for you. You can also continue the conversation in the Well Woman Life community group at facebook.com/groups/wellwomanlifecommunity. For feedback, comments, or just to let me know you were listening today, find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Well Woman Life. I'm Giovanna Rossi for The Well Woman Show. Until next time, have a super powerful week.